She wanted to express herself by shouting some terrible words. Discord, confusion. The other auditors looked around in terror, but the words didn't work for Miss Tangerine. They just didn't have the same force that they used to. There had to be something worse. Ah, yes, organs, she shouted, pleased to have found it at last. And what are all you organs looking at? She added. Get on with it. They're taking everything apart, whispered Lobsang. That's the auditors for you, said Susan. They think that's how you find out about things. You know, I really loathe them. I really do. Lobsang glanced sideways at her. The monastery was not a single-sex institution. That is to say, it was. But corporately, it had never thought of itself like that, because the possibility of females working there had never crossed even minds capable of thinking of 16 dimensions. But the Thieves' Guild had recognised that girls were at least as good as boys in all areas of thieving. He had, for example, fond memories of his classmate Steph, who could steal the small change out of your back pocket and climb better than an assassin. He was at home around girls, but Susan scared the life out of him. It was as if some secret place inside her boiled with wrath, and with the auditors she let it out. He remembered her hitting that one with a wrench. There had been just a faint frown of concentration, as if she was making certain the job was done properly. "Shall we go?" he ventured. "Look at them," continued Susan. "Only an auditor would take a picture apart to see what made it a work of art." "There's a big pile of white dust over there," said Lobsang. "Man with huge fig leaf," said Susan absently, her eyes still intent on the grey figures. "They dismantle a clock to search for the tick." "How do you know it's man with huge fig leaf?" "I just happen to remember where it is, that's all." You appreciate art?" Lobsang ventured. "I know what I like," said Susan, still staring at the busy grey figures. "And right now I'd like quite a lot of weaponry. We'd better move." "The bastards get into your head if you let them," said Susan, not moving. "When you find yourself thinking, there ought to be a law, or I don't make the rules after all, or I really think we should leave," said Lobsang carefully, "and I think this because there are some of them coming up the stairs." Her head jerked around. "What are you standing about for, then?" she said. They ran through the next arch and into a gallery of pottery, turning to look only when they reached the far end. Three auditors were following them. They weren't running, but there was something about their synchronised step that had a horrible we'll-keep-on-coming quality. "All right, let's go this way." "No, let's go this way," said Lobsang. "That's not the way we need to go," Susan snapped. "No, but the sign up there says arms and armour." "So, are you any good with weapons?" "No," said Lobsang proudly, and then realised she'd taken this the wrong way. "You see, I've been taught to fight without..." "Maybe there's a sword I can use," Susan growled, and strode forward. By the time the auditors entered the gallery, there were more than three of them. The grey crowd paused. Susan had found a sword, part of a display of Agatean armour. It had been blunted by disuse, but anger flared along the blade. "Should we keep running?" said Lobsang. "No, they'll always catch up. I don't know if we can kill them here, but we can make them wish we could." "You still haven't got a weapon?" "No, because, you see, I've been trained to..." "Just keep out of my way, then, OK?" The auditors advanced cautiously, which struck Lobsang as odd. "We can't kill them," said Lobsang. "It depends on how alive they've let themselves become. But they look scared," he said. "They're human-shaped," said Susan over her shoulder. "Human bodies, perfect copies. Human bodies have had thousands and thousands of years of not wanting to be cut in half. That sort of leaks into the brain, don't you think?" And then the auditors were circling and moving in. Of course, they would all attack at once. No one would want to be first. Three made a grab at Lobsang. He'd enjoyed the fighting back in the training dojos. Of course, everything was padded, and no one was actually trying to kill you, and that helped. But Lobsang had done well because he was good at slicing. He could always find that extra edge. And if you had that edge, you didn't need quite so much skill. There was no edge here. There was no time to slice. He adopted a mixture of snafu and okie-dokie and anything that worked, because you were dead if you treated a real fight like the dojo. The grey men were no contest in any case. They just attempted to grab and hug,